warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, now I'm on you not to buy into all of this hype. Oh, Kamala is really surging, and she's going to win because of identity politics. Not so fast. I bring you more evidence like this in clip five.
So is this what we doing? We just going to sit somewhere on the dock of the bay and watch the tides roll away? Like we in some enchanted days? This is about Kamala and her running mate. Kamala and her running mate have been a demolition force in America throughout both their careers. Kamala failed us miserably with her VP assignment on the border crisis. She has allowed so many, y'all, do y'all hear me? So many undocumented people to come through our borders that they now could probably count as another state inside of America. Did you hear me? Is this what we doing now? And here is Tim Walz, who have allowed Minnesota to actually be burned down by riots. I said burn down cities and businesses. Is this what we doing now? Listen, these are two of the most absolute worst, one worse and one worse worse. And they are touting on how they aren't going to allow us to go backward in unrest and riots. They were the ones who backed the riots, y'all, in the streets. They're the ones who did this. We just gonna sit here and believe that everything they're saying about themselves now is what has been? So we are going to allow Kamala and Tim to eradicate and erase, in Kamala's words, we're going to let them unburden us by what has been the burden or by what has been done by the both of them? Is this what we're doing now? We just going to let them reinvent their portfolios as if American citizens haven't been treated like rats in their radical experiment? This what we doing now in America? We just gonna allow them to spoon feed us their horse manure? Y'all, is this what we doing now? Is this what we doing? We've been living through hell. Hyperinflation in the economy. Paying $15 to $2,000 for $900 and $800 living spaces. Is this what we doing now? Paying $22 for a single pack of chicken. Three bags of groceries we get out of the grocery store for like $250. We just gonna let them tell us that the economy is better than it has ever been? This what we doing now, America? We just gonna let them tell us? We've been doing good. Even though we are the ones on the ground stuck in their political mud while they're living in their penthouses, doing whatever the heck they want to do, eating whatever the heck they want to eat at the expense of the American people. Is this what we are doing now? We just going to let them reinvent themselves?
She continues to go on here, but I want to explain why this is important and why I show these videos. And there's more, and I'll show them every day. They're posting this to their friends and family. That's who's seeing this, is friends and family. So, you know, we sit here and watch the political hype on mainstream media, and we sit here and watch the political hype propaganda agents of the Harris Walz campaign. That's all astroturf. This is real stuff. This is the real world. Going out and talking to people, that's the real world. Now, I've explained this before, and maybe it's worthy of just even getting into it once a week, but I do believe this election comes down to if we have a fair vote in specifically maybe three states. But the point is, all this Harris hype and them having you in fear because she's a black woman, I wouldn't buy into it. I wouldn't buy into it. The fear is they're going to stuff the ballots and cheat. That's the real fear. Not the Harris hype.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Now, I cannot get over, my friends, about everything about her campaign is fake. A fake joy that comes from being promoted to a new position instead of using the position you already have to do your job and make the lives of the citizens of this country better. It's a fake ticket that never earned a single Democrat primary vote. It's a fake platform that offers no specifics about how to do the people's businesses, and a fake promise to change the government, even though she's been in charge of that very government for almost 4 years and hasn't done a damn thing.
J.D. Vance in Michigan. They're trying to set up a vice presidential debate in October right now. That should be interesting. Now, Vance never lied about his military service. Tim Walz has. And it's been one of the biggest stories. It's been so big that he himself has had to address it now. And don't underestimate this, because normally in a situation where there's opposition research or attacks, you know, the standard move is to just ignore it, specifically from the Democrat side. In fact, the more real it is, the more you ignore it, actually. And so when it gets so bad that they have to address it, that's when you know it's real, and that's when you know the impact is real. So this was Walz having to address that at a recent event in clip 3.
These guys are even attacking me for my record of service. And nope. I just want to say, I'm proud to serve my country, and I always will be.
So pause it real quick, because let's put this into context. They're trying to reframe this. Walz is trying to reframe this, that people are attacking him for his military service. And that is not the case. Nobody's attacking him for his military service. He's being attacked for lying about his military service, specifically being in combat and his rank when retired. That's what he's being attacked on, not his service. So this is a reframing of it. And again, more lies. Continue.
With my dad's encouragement, a guy who served in the Army during the Korean War, I signed up for the Army National Guard 2 days after my 17th birthday. I served for the next 24 years for the same reason all my brothers and sisters in uniform do. We love this country. Then in 2005, I felt the call of duty again, this time of being service to my country in the halls of Congress. My students inspired me to run for that office. And I was proud to make it to Washington.
You believe that?
I was a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee and a champion of our men and women in uniform.
A champion, but now they're accusing you of throwing dollars.
I'm going to say it again as clearly as I can. I am damn proud of my service to this country. And I firmly believe you should never denigrate another person's service record. To anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
That you didn't make. So again, this isn't about attacking his service. Nobody's doing that. They're attacking his false claims about his service and his false claims about his rank. Which he then says he apologizes because he misspoke. Remember that? That was just, what, 2 days ago? That was the story? He's apologizing because he misspoke? Let's see. How many times did Tim Walz misspeak here in clip four?
As a 24-year veteran of the Army National Guard and a retired command sergeant major.
As a retired sergeant major in the Army National Guard out of Minnesota.
Retired out as command sergeant major.
I spent 24 years in the military, Congressman, as a command sergeant major. I don't.
Tim Walz is one of those everyday people. Coach to the state champs. Teacher of the year. Command sergeant major.
I am a retired command sergeant major in the Minnesota National Guard.
I am a retired sergeant major in the Army National Guard.
What I consider to be the responsibility and the privilege of being the highest ranking enlisted personnel ever to serve in Congress. And I'm the Democrat.
What rank was that?
Command sergeant major.
So when you first came to Washington, you were a retired command sergeant major in the Army National Guard. So you...
I was an enlisted soldier for all those years, and care of troops and making sure they have the right equipment is paramount. So
he's a coach to the state football champs, and he's a command sergeant major in the Army National Guard. And
I need to introduce to you my favorite coworker, who achieved the rank of command sergeant major in the Army National Guard, and someone who proudly wears the Red Bull whenever he can. So please join me in welcoming our governor, a veteran, Governor Tim Walz.
17, served 24 years, including an Operation Enduring Freedom, retired as a command sergeant major, which makes him the highest ranking enlisted soldier to ever serve in the United States Congress.
That's what he said. You know, you have a visitor that's coming. This is Congressman Walz from Minnesota. He's a retired sergeant major in the Army.
A retired command sergeant major in the National Guard, he represents Minnesota's 1st Congressional District and is the ranking member of the House of Veterans Affairs Committee, a member of American Legion Post 11 in Mankato, Minnesota. He was the creator and sponsor of the American Legion Coin Bill and was a valuable ally in the passage of numerous other veteran-centric legislation. Please give a warm American Legion family welcome to Representative Tim Walz.
And then here's all the different print publications where he makes that same claim and says he was deployed to Operation Iraqi Freedom. The man is a conscious liar. And he had to apologize and says, oh, I misspoke about my rank. And then he tries to deflect from the attacks on his false claims and says, oh, well, people are attacking me for being enlisted. No, that's not what's happening. So you're lying again. Now, Tim Walz will have to do with the lies he's told. He'll have to deal with that. The Walz, Harris Walz campaign will have to deal with that. We'll see how much the blowback continues. Maybe there are certain veteran groups stand up and make statements. So the lesson overall to me, though, is that the Democrats will lie. They'll lie about anything. They'll lie about who they are for power. They'll lie about what their actual values and policies are for power. And that's what it's really all about. Tell any lie you can, as long as it gets you power. Oh, but if Trump and Musk dare have a conversation, just talking on X together, that's bad. And that's misinformation, like CNN is complaining here in clip six.
Musk's rise as a Trump backer comes as X has turned into a haven for the spread of misinformation. Since buying the site almost 2 years ago, Musk's site has struggled to control it on topics ranging from the election to the assassination attempt against Trump. Sometimes the bad information has been boosted by Musk himself, who posted a conspiracy regarding the attack on Paul Pelosi in October of 2022 before deleting.
So it's just no conversation can be had without them curating it. No conversation can be had without them fact-checking it. No open conversation. Trump and Musk can't have a conversation. They've got to be in there making sure that they're monitoring what's saying and telling you that it's all a lie. That's where we're at now. And again, this all leads to the 1984 Orwellian world where you can't even have a private conversation. It doesn't even exist. You're afraid to sit down at the bar with your friend and just talk. You're afraid to go to the ball game with your family and just talk. You're afraid to be at work at the water cooler in the break room and just talk. Because you might say something that Big Brother deems is misinformation. And then they're coming for you. And they got their cameras and microphones everywhere recording you. And it's all for your own safety, of course. It's all for your own safety, of course. You know, misinformation. Like that Hunter Biden laptop that never existed, was never Hunter's. And the Biden crime family. Hunter Biden wasn't taking payments. There was no lobbying going on. Really. Headline. New York Times. New York Times headline. Hunter Biden sought State Department help for Ukrainian company. You know what Ukrainian company that is? Yeah, Burisma. Mm-hmm. Hunter Biden sought assistance from the U.S. government for a potentially lucrative energy project in Italy while his father was vice president, according to newly released records and interviews. Oh. Wow. Like Biden talked about at the Council on Foreign Relations? And the prosecutor he got fired? That you said was fake news? New York Times? See, this is the arc of validation. This is the arc of vindication. First they say it's fake news. Then they say it's partially true. And then they say, yes, it's true. There is no Hunter Biden laptop. All right, maybe there is a Hunter Biden laptop, but there's no Biden crime family. There's no pay for play. Oh, okay, yeah, there was pay for play. Now, more is going to come out on this. The records, which the Biden administration had withheld for years. Now, they've been holding on to these for years. Where is the, there's a great line in here that is just hilarious. Should have highlighted it. There's just an absolutely hilarious line in here. And they say, oh, well, the Biden administration had no idea. They had no idea that this was going on. Even though they were the ones withholding the records. That's how that works. So, oh, that laptop is fake news. Nope, it's real. There is no Biden crime family doing pay for play with foreign countries. Oh, nope, that's real. It was just earlier this week. Hunter Biden, Romanian oligarchs. Now it's Hunter Biden lobbying for Burisma to the State Department. But you said it was fake news. Now it's headline New York Times. Now it's headline New York Times. No, guys, search, just search spokesman. I think it was spokesman said, White House spokesman. If you do a, there it is. A White House spokesman said the president was not aware when he was vice president that his son was reaching out to the U.S. Embassy in Italy on behalf of Burisma. He had no idea, guys. He had no idea. Just getting 10% for the big guy. Just going in front of the Council on Foreign Relations. But he had no idea. Of course not. Of course not. You know, I do have to wonder how much of this Biden dropping out has to do with what's about to come out of the Biden crime family and Hunter Biden. And how much of this was even planned? I do have to wonder. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi out here taking credit. And yeah, no doubt there was probably a struggle session and they had to force him out. But what factor did the fact that the Biden crime family documents are about to come out with the oversight committee, the judicial committee, and Hunter Biden's tax fraud case in California, what factor did that play with the coup they ran against Biden? Certainly, it had to have some factor. But it's going to be the same thing, folks. And they'll just pretend, well, Biden's not in the race anymore, so stop talking about it. Just like they did with his cognitive condition. He doesn't have a cognitive condition. He's sharp as a tack. He's the smartest person alive. His brain is like a quantum computer. Joe Biden has to drop out due to cognitive decline. Well, so what? He's not in the race anymore. Quit talking about him. It's Kamala now. So it'll be the same thing. Joe Biden was taking millions of dollars in payments through rat hole family members that were cutting deals, selling political favors overseas. Oh my gosh, look, the Biden crime family, it was real. Shut up! Nobody's talking about Biden anymore. Biden's not even in it. It's Harris. That'll be their response. That will be their response. As if, like, we're not supposed to care that they lied about it, they covered it up. By the way, you remember it was Kristen Collins with Colbert when they have the unintentional humor and they say, well, CNN, you know, you guys are trying to be a neutral news outlet, and the whole crowd breaks out into laughter without even being prompted to. And they both kind of sit there like, oh, oops, that wasn't supposed to be a joke. Yeah, well, CNN is a joke. So well done. But listen to Maggie Haberman on CNN. And listen to what she says here and see if you pick this up. The talking points went out. The scripts went out. She says the exact same thing. Maggie Haberman says the exact same thing that Collins said with Colbert. Listen.
Joining us now is New York Times senior political correspondent Maggie Haberman. So if Trump is in fact rattled by Vice President Harris, is it clear to you what it is specifically that rattles him so?
He's rattled.
Well, I think there's two things, Anderson. Number one, she's closed the polling gap with him in a pretty short amount of time, and he had gotten very used to running against Joe Biden. That was comfortable for him. He knew what the line of attack was, and his campaign had spent a lot of time and money on it. But she is a woman, and she is a black woman.
She's a woman and a black woman.
Both of those factors have proven pretty challenging for him in the past. You know, yes, he is. His allies will say he is an equal opportunity offender, and he goes after everybody. And it's certainly true that he insults a wide variety of people, but he has seemed to really struggle with women opponents, women critics, and particularly black women who are critics.
Virtually the exact same thing Collins was saying on Colbert. So the script has gone out. The script has gone out. That's the script. That's the talking point. He doesn't know what to do. He's rattled. It's a black woman. But I thought he was a racist and a misogynist. So actually, wouldn't the black woman be an easier target for him by that logic? If Trump is such a racist misogynist, then the black woman would be the easiest target for him, wouldn't it be? So you see, they even admit in their own lies. When you see, when you live in a land of lies, when you have a tangled web of lies that you've weaved, you're getting trapped in your own lies. So Trump is a racist misogynist, but he doesn't know how to attack a black woman because he doesn't want to be a racist and a misogynist. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to these people. By the way, Maggie Haberman, she got journalistic awards for her Russia collusion reporting. And that's what's so crazy. I end up in lawsuits and InfoWars and Alex, and we end up in these lawsuits. I was dealing with another lawsuit today for virtually nothing. And these people lie about everything. And they lie about Donald Trump. I mean, you want to talk about libel? You want to talk about slander? You want to talk about defamation? But they're above the law. Although I guess Trump is suing ABC right now, I think, for defamation. But hey, Trump is a racist misogynist, but he doesn't know how to attack a black woman because he doesn't want to be a racist or a misogynist. See what we did? See what we did? We're CNN. Okay, I got some other illegal immigrant news. We got the World Health Organization, you know, look out for monkeypox. Well, you know, maybe just don't do a certain thing and you should probably be safe. You know, some of those top Democrat liberal influencers on X might want to be testing themselves for monkeypox right now. That's very real. So remember that. You know, there was this chart that came out that was pretty shocking. Global prevalence of childhood malnourishment and now versus childhood obesity. And the rate of malnourishment versus obesity is about to reach an intersection, which is insane to think. Now, where are the children obese? Well, mostly in the West, mostly in the United States of America. And okay, well, why are they obese? A multitude of factors, but one being the unhealthy things that they consume. And one of the most unhealthy things children consume are soda and these high fructose corn syrup processed sugar drinks. So stop giving those to your kids. Stop it. Stop consuming them yourself. I have a solution. It's called Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's a drink mix at InfoWarsStore.com. Very popular. Sells out, but in stock right now, 25% off. Put a picture of that in your fridge. And you can put as many scoops in as you like to get the right flavor that you think is best. Mix it with some juice if you want. Just get the perfect flavor that your kids like. Put a pitcher of that in your fridge and make sure your kids are not drinking the high fructose corn syrup processed sugar drinks that are unhealthy for them, like soda. Don't have them on that obesity chart. Keep them nice and healthy with Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix from InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, I'm a big fan of Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. You get more than 100% daily value vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more in one scoop. Plus, it tastes great, ladies and gentlemen. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support this transmission and keep us on the air. All right, I'll give out the phone number on the other side.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Take some calls here. Still some news and headlines and videos to get to. But I said I'd take calls, so we're going to do it. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen. Operators are standing by. Okay. Meanwhile, World Health Organization declares global emergency over new monkeypox outbreak. They're trying to bring monkeypox back. I don't know if this is going to be used as an excuse for another lockdown or cancel elections or rig them or stuff the mail-in drop boxes, whatever. But, you know, Tedros came out, made a big statement, and, oh, it's the monkeypox outbreak. So, okay, maybe they try to fearmonger with it. Maybe not. Maybe they use it to push some vaccines. It's funny, though. you know, health and monkeypox or COVID, whatever it is, it's all a very big issue. And you need to take it very, very seriously. And who knows, maybe we even have to rewrite civilization over it, unless it interferes with the open borders agenda. Then we don't even talk about it. Chicago, where the Democrats are about to have the DNC, there has been an outbreak of tuberculosis in the migrant shelters. Here's one himself talking about that in clip 9. He has tuberculosis. I got infected in the shelter. Another man took me and dropped me off at the shelter. And there is where I was contaminated with tuberculosis. Then I left and went to the hospital. Left the hospital. They tested him. Informed he had tuberculosis. He has Medicaid, but it's not enough. They give him free pills, but it's not enough. He wants treatment. He needs better treatment. He didn't come here to get a disease. He came here to get work. Now he's sick, and he's too hurt to work, losing his vision, can't work. And now he wants to go back to Ecuador. So comes to America, gets tuberculosis in the migrant camp, gets free medical care, paid for by the taxpayer. So this whole thing is paid for by the taxpayer. His stay in the U.S., his medical treatment, his stay at this facility, whatever he needs, all paid for by the taxpayer, but now he wants to go home. But where's the panic over tuberculosis spreading in Chicago? Doesn't fit the agenda, bad for the Democrat narrative, so they're not going to talk about it. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. All right, let's go to the phone calls. Let's go to Arizona, where Dave has called in. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the opportunity. A quick book reading recommendation for your crew. Secret Empires 2018. It documents the book from start to finish. Secret Empires.
It documents what you cut out there.
Oh, it documents the Biden crime family. It's by Peter Schweitzer, who was a Breitbart.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's a great book. We were pushing that before the 2020 election season came out, but we didn't get it broadcast to enough people. Here's my prediction about what's going to happen here in the next week. So the carrot that they offered President Biden puppet is, you can either resign and you can give up the presidency running for it, or we're going to push you out with the 25th Amendment. The next carrot is pardon your whole family, and then you step down the next day. Kamala will become the 47th president. She'll pardon you to, quote-unquote, heal the nation like Gerald Ford did, and then you're scot-free. And then the next thing is Kamala's going to be president, and they'll give her a three-month running head start, and the narrative is set. The lamestream media can say when people got behind the curtain, they couldn't vote for a convicted felon. They voted to give the first black woman a full term as president. And it's locked stock. They've got it done. Put it in a can. That's all they need.
Well, it's certainly a plausible narrative. Here's how I see it right now. And I'm not disagreeing with your analysis, but I think what it really comes down to is that, I mean, at this point, I'd say Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania will, in my view, be stolen. I don't think they're going to do enough to stop the fraud in Wisconsin and in Michigan and in Pennsylvania. And actually, the Democrats have had the rulings in their favor with the mail-in ballots, not clearing the voting rolls. And Democrats run those states. So I think that Trump's going to lose those states. Now, it's okay, because as long as he carries Arizona and Georgia, he can still win this election. So that's the real challenge, is can, and by the way, actually, if you pull that map back up, there's even a path for Trump without Arizona, because I think he could win Virginia. Governor Youngkin came out, but you got to flip Minnesota. Okay, I knew something was off of that map. Trump's not going to win Minnesota. Okay, so that's why that was not adding up to me. The Republicans have to make sure Trump wins Georgia and Arizona, which to me are red states. I mean, you go hang out and you talk to people that live there. These are red states. But again, we saw what happened in 2020. We saw what happened in 2022. So that's the big challenge, is beating the election fraud, beating all the tactics the Democrats use to cheat. But that's what I think it's going to come down to, is Georgia and Arizona, and probably maybe even Nevada. But that's where we're at. All right, I don't want to spend too much time on that. Let's take another call. Let's go to Jerome in Ohio. Jerome, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I personally think a problem with the Trump campaign is the fact that he's beating the war's drum, the drums of war. You know, I voted for him in 2016 because he was very against the war. And I remember in the presidency, he was called presidential for the first time when I think he shot missiles in, I think, Iran. And now J.D. Vance is saying that they're going to have to hit him hard, and I'm just afraid that's going to start a war.
Well, Trump said today, no more wars. He said no more wars today during his event.
Okay. But how much do you think that will, like, actually stick, you know?
Well, I see the problem. You know, the rhetoric is one thing, and I don't like all the saber-rattling, tough guy rhetoric when it comes to Iran or any country, for that matter. But I think if you look at the results, and I explained this before, these aren't even real world wars. These are proxy wars, money laundering wars, weapons laundering wars, regime change wars, and it all gets cut off when you cut off the military-industrial complex like Trump did. And so, I mean, I guess the real question is, could Trump be tricked or false flagged into a war? I mean, maybe that's the issue.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was willing to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said, 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take three or four, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. And I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get t-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Jack, you pay taxes, I send it to Ukraine, they send it back to Hunter, Hunter gives 10% to me. Bidenomics, Jack. I think we're going to find out more about that in the coming weeks and months. Bidenomics. Trying to keep RFK Jr. off the ballot. RFK Jr. disqualified from New York ballot over false residence claim. Judge rules. Ruling that bounced Kennedy from New York ballot could challenge him in other states. Now, let's be perfectly clear about this. If the Democrats thought RFK Jr. on the ballot would hurt Donald Trump, then they would put him on the ballot. Do you get it? If the Democrats thought RFK Jr. on the ballot would hurt Donald Trump, then he would be on the ballot. So why are they keeping RFK Jr. off the ballot? Because it hurts the Democrats. Never doubt me, folks. And everybody was saying, RFK Jr. hurts Trump. RFK Jr. hurts Trump. I was saying, not so fast. You got it backwards. Well, here's your proof. Never doubt me, folks. So they probably will remove him. Now, look, I've got the clip of RFK Jr. explaining this. It's total BS. The only reason why they're keeping him off the ballot is because it hurts the Democrats. Period. End of story. Don't kid yourself. So they'll probably try to remove him off other states, too, because they don't want him to take away votes from Harris, which is certainly what will happen. They need those votes. So, look, the move is obvious here. RFK Jr. has to drop out. And look, admit how they rigged it. Make a big thing of it. They rigged it against you. They rigged the Democrat primary. They rigged it against you again to keep you off the ballot. And so say, I've got to make a practical decision, so I'm dropping out and I'm endorsing Donald Trump. And I'd call Donald Trump beforehand and I'd say, look, I got a proposal. pick your time. Happen in October. Whatever you think will give you the most juice. Pick your time. And he can keep his chest, he can keep his war chest for politics if he wants to run again in the future. And you call up Trump and you say, look, here's my proposal. I want to be a part of your administration. You can put me in charge of a vaccine safety commission. Boom. All right, in October, I'm going to drop out and endorse you, and I'm going to be on your vaccine safety commission. Boom. That is the move. 100% that is the move. And that'd be huge. That'd be huge. But again, let's be clear. Why are the Democrats keeping RFK Jr. off the ballot? Because he takes votes from them. So it's just another way the Democrats are cheating. All right. Meanwhile, this is wild. Ukrainian man wanted over Nord Stream pipeline explosions. Germany issues arrest warrant. Poland receives German arrest warrant for Nord Stream suspect, but he's left the country. A Ukrainian suspect. This is insane. A Ukrainian suspect. The only name we're given at this point is Vladimir Z. I'm not even kidding you. Volodymyr Z from Ukraine. Volodymyr Z from Ukraine has an arrest warrant for blowing up the pipelines. I don't even know. It's so crazy, it's funny, but it's really not. It was an act of war. It was an act of terror. And it was Victoria Nuland who laughed about it, insinuated that that the CIA or her State Department did it, some proxy group maybe. It's not an easy thing to do, but there's a Vladimir Z. What? Will they ever catch the mysterious Vladimir Z? Will they ever catch him? By the way, back to the war issue. You see, this is how things work. And you can dot cam this. This is Dwight Eisenhower. You know, pretty successful general in a pretty big war. This is General Milley. Virtually no success in what wars? Now look who appears to be more decorated. This is what Banana Republic generals look like. And you know what you get decorations and honors for? Being political? Being political and letting the military-industrial complex get away with whatever the hell it wants. That's how it works now. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. By the way, Royce White wins his Senate primary last night in Minnesota. Congratulations. I think he's got a chance. I really do. I don't know the last time a Republican won that seat. I think Amy Klobuchar is defeatable. I really do. So congratulations to friend of the show, Royce White. All right, let's go to... Let's see, who do we want to go to here? Let's go to Alex in Connecticut on a primary coming up. Alex, go ahead.
Right on. Hey, Owen, what's going on?
How we doing?
Good. So, yes, yesterday I voted in the Connecticut primary for Republican. And there was only two candidates that was running for U.S. Senate. And I voted for Matt Corey. And he won. He wasn't the GOP's choice, which is ironic. And I guess he's a Trump supporter because he said fight, fight, fight in his flyer, whatever. But it's really cool. A lot of these small business owners that are Trump people are winning. So that's some good news out of Connecticut. He's going to pick on Chris Murphy because Yeah, people here do not like that guy.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah. And so there's some positive news there. I was hoping maybe you guys could have him on. His Twitter is Matt Corey, CT. Maybe learn a little bit more about him. So that's cool. And then I was also suggesting maybe having Anne Vandersteel on. She talks about this Operation Restoration, People's Restoration, on a great way to how to beat the system the right way. Those who do not know the law are doomed to, it's ignorance of the law is of no excuse. So that's the whole point. You got to know how to operate. And I think it'd be great to have her on to kind of talk more about that. She also has another friend who does is involved in that. I think her name is Mel or something. But yeah, it's awesome stuff with that. So I just want to let you know that that was very encouraging about Connecticut there. We'll see what happens. Maybe we can
it's a big election. It could determine the fate and future if we even have a country after this one. We'll see. So we need not just Trump, but we need a lot of Republicans, and not just Republicans, but like American patriots. Let's go to Pharaoh in New York. Pharaoh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
The great Owen Schroyer, I appreciate you on the War Room making such an amazing platform. It's just absolutely amazing. I am also wanted to send out my apologies, Rowan, for not saying that the radical left coming after you on January 6th. It is not my intention to ignore you, Owen. It is simply operational silence. And it's an information war. That's what it is. It's an information war. But on some seriousness, yo, this is Ahmed from New York. Appreciate you, Owen. I love you guys at War Room. I just want to talk about how real fast, because New York City is being overran, but they kind of cover up the migrant situation by shipping them out the city now, and they're getting them in Queens and Brooklyn and all the
Yeah, you know,
centers.
I had a story on Mayor Adams now, and he says that, you know, the poor illegal immigrant criminals, because they're all criminals that they're bringing in there, and he says they just don't have any recreational activities, so that's the problem.
He's such a nasty guy. I think it's because...
No, it's crazy. I'm sorry, Ahmed. I'm out of time for today. I've gone long with the Trump rally, so I couldn't get as many phone calls as I want. I appreciate your call. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Folks, as we close, remember Jaron Duran from yesterday? The guy that got in trouble for saying faggot? He now has the number one selling jersey in the MLB. Isn't that funny? Kind of like when they attacked Harrison Butker for talking about traditional gender roles, and then he had the number one selling jersey. Jaron Duran says faggot and becomes the number one selling jersey in the MLB. I don't know what that tells you, but that's the story, and that does it for today. Stay classy, InfoWarriors. We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood Greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood Greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I noticed the difference. I noticed the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever. But that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.